Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Mel Beadle here to talk about a new program, a new opportunity in Sitka called Recovery Dharma. Thank you, Mel, for joining me this morning.
Hey, thanks so much, Erin.
So to get started, what is Recovery Dharma? This is not a program I have heard of before.
Yeah, Recovery Dharma is a Buddhist-based approach to recovery from addictions of all kinds. It could be process addictions, alcoholisms, classic alcohol, drugs and alcohol, but also process addictions and codependence.
Okay, so it's not just it's really anything that you feel like has a little too strong of a hold on you.
Right. It's unlike AA, AA might have, lots of different types of meetings that you could go to. Here with Recovery Dharma, they just take the Buddhist approach and approach. They apply it to all addictions, that we all experience suffering and we all seek relief from that suffering. And sometimes the ways that we try to do that aren't mm-hmm. necessarily healthy. So It's really a space. It's a space to come together and during the meeting, we have 20 minutes of meditation. We do a little bit of reading from Buddhist materials or materials around addiction. Mm-hmm. And then we'll spend the rest of the time in kind of processing, sharing. It's similar to AA. It's like a no crosstalk zone mm-hmm. where people can feel safe to just share their guts and feel safe and held. And I am really excited. Yeah, that this is going to be a new resource here in town.
Yeah, like I said, I'd never heard of this before, and it's a great kind of. I think we had mentioned before we went on air. It's a non-theistic, not any specific sort of like addiction or anything. It's supposed to be an open space, like you said, a safe place to be heard and to allow to work through some stuff. That's nice to have such a truly non-judgmental open space for folks to come and kind of to better themselves. So when is this a new type of approach? What's the kind of the history of this approach?
I think that people have been using mindfulness and meditation for years to support them in all kinds of things, but as far as like a more traditional program, folks might be more familiar with something called refuge recovery, okay. which is started by a man named Noah Levine, and he, maybe back in the early 90s or late 90s, he did kind of this Dharma Bums recovery thing. Okay. And but then when the Me Too movement happened, there some stuff came out that wasn't so great about this person. And so there was a group of folks that branched out to separate themselves from him mm-hmm. and that really care about, the work itself. And I really like Recovery Dharma because it is a little more simplified.
Right. Okay.
The book is a lot smaller. It's only $5, and it's just really, really focusing on just providing healing to our communities, And so that was, 2020, I think, that Recovery Dharma started.
Okay. So when was your first interaction with this, method of recovery and support? Was it the refuge recovery area? Was it this new and improved Recovery Dharma? What was your experience?
I went to a refuge recovery meeting in Seattle in early 2017. And it was just a really beautiful space. I wasn't completely out about or aware of my addictions. Mm-hmm. But I knew that I had some codependence and some relational trauma that was affecting my life pretty mm-hmm. severely. And I went to these meetings. It was the first time I meditated. It was a great entry to meditation for me personally, because I'd never really sat. It's a 20-minute meditation, so it seems a little daunting, mm-hmm. But it is guided, and some really powerful things can happen for a person when they just sit for 20 minutes and focus on themselves and their. So So for me to have an open space where I could just be a traumatized codependent person was like a really beautiful healing thing. And now about, I'd say 3 months ago, I personally, was fortunate enough to have the resources to go to a really beautiful recovery treatment center in San Diego. And a lot of the approach that they used to it for addiction was Buddhist and Hindu based, lots of yoga and meditation. And yeah, that's for me, it was, I'm working through, addiction with alcohol and marijuana primarily. Mm-hmm. And this, this resource has been just so incredibly huge and important for me to lean on. And because it doesn't exist here, I thought, why not make it exist to continue my own personal recovery. So I'm not a meditation teacher. I'm not a guide, but more just a peer and, I'm just creating the space, right. I'm just here to heal with anyone who wants to show up.
Yeah, most definitely. There's never just one person who's suffering or who wants to do something to take a step in the right direction for themselves. So another space where that opportunity is available that, maybe this is the inviting, the right sort of time or atmosphere that someone else can take those first steps. So for these meetings, the first one is taking place today at Yoga Union. What's the schedule? How often are you hoping that these groups will meet? What does that look like?
Yeah, we meet every Tuesday. Right now we're just on the calendar for February. We're going to see how it goes. And I think it's going to be successful. I really think we'll keep going. I have a great partnership with Yoga Union. So mm-hmm. we're meeting every Tuesday at Yoga Union. They're on the Fine Arts campus next door to Hames. And it's from 6 p.m. until 7:30.
Okay.
And yeah, every Tuesday.
Awesome. And you said this is kind of the what a meeting looks like is a space for meditation, a guided one. So if you're new to it, you can have a little help in that. Readings related to recovery, and then just time and space held for people to be their messy human selves. Is this something that if people need to, like, is there like a limit on how many people can attend? Is there a commitment on, if you come once, we need to see you every week for the next 4 weeks? What's the kind of the expectation around that?
No, it's really like, you can come and go whenever you feel, there is a donation, just to help support the cost of running the meeting. Mm-hmm. But really bring what you can. And if you can't donate, that's okay. There's no cap on how many people can attend, but, if it gets bigger, maybe we'll look for a bigger space. It's just really something we're trying out, feeling out, seeing how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, awesome. So the first one will be this Tuesday, 6 p.m. Yoga Union. So today, if you can't make it today, it's going to be next week, the week after, and so on.
Yeah. Come anytime. And like you mentioned, Erin, it's a beautiful way to start a meditation practice or even just to get a feel for sitting for 20 minutes.
Even just recently of the thought of, how often during a day do I honestly just sit and exist? Like not sit and listen to a podcast but sit and truly be present with yourself. And it's kind of scary. Like I live with myself. Yeah. Like we've gotten along fairly well for the last number of years, but it to have that a safe place to actually sit down and be. More daunting than one would assume just on the face of it. So to have a space where like, okay, we're all going to do kind of this scary thing together, but it's going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. We're going to start with some guided meditations from just like online and then later probably move into folks reading the meditation in the group.
Okay, cool. So yeah. for folks who maybe want to learn more about Recovery Dharma, this, this philosophy or program, where can they learn more about it? And if they have any questions about how Recovery Dharma is taking place in Sitka, what's the best way to get a hold of people?
Yeah. Recoverydharma.org is the website. And that's Dharma is D-H-A-R-M-A.
Got it.
Recoverydharma.org. Or shoot me an email at rdsitka@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Well, Mel Vidal, thank you so much for coming on the morning interview this morning and for bringing Recovery Dharma into Sitka for the rest of your friends and neighbors.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how it goes. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I hope you have tons of folks tonight, Yoga Union at 6 p.m. Thanks, Mel.
Yeah, thanks.